VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Celine. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Pronunciation Challenge. I'm your host for today. My name is Celine. Ghost Month in Taiwan has come to an end, so I think it's safe to have a spooky discussion now, right? The video I want to share with you today is from a channel called Great Big Story. It's called Step Inside a Real Haunted House. Winchester Mystery House is a tourist attraction located in San Jose, California. I was fascinated by the structure of this house since it has no master plan and was apparently built to attract spirits. This is a really interesting video, so I strongly recommend that you watch it. However, before you watch it, let's discuss our sentence of the day. Sometimes it's just footsteps or hearing a voice, a light that flickers, or sometimes it's an actual, full, physical manifestation. 有时只是听到脚步声或讲话的声音，闪烁的灯光，但也有遇过实际完整身形的幻影。Let me repeat the sentence again slowly. Sometimes it's just footsteps or hearing a voice, a light that flickers, or sometimes it's an actual, full, physical manifestation. Here's a pronunciation tip. Remember to pause after the word sometimes. Also, be sure to pause after every comma. 记得在 sometimes 这个字后面停顿一下，也要在逗号后面停顿哦。Let's move on to the vocabulary for today's sentence. Here's our word of the day, footstep. Footstep is a noun that refers to the sound made by a person walking as their foot touches the ground. It is usually used in its plural form, since we have 2 feet. Footstep 是名词，意指脚步、步伐、脚步声。For example, I heard footsteps behind me, but when I turned around, there was no one there.
我听到背后有脚步声，但是当我转身时，没有任何人。
The word footsteps can also be used to describe the route a person takes in order to reach a place or to achieve something.
Footsteps 也可以用来代表路途、路线。常见的用法是 retrace one's footsteps, 意指原路返回、折返。
For example, she couldn't find her keys, so she retraced her footsteps.
她找不到她的钥匙，于是沿着原路返回寻找。
The word footstep is a compound word. It's a combination of the word foot and step, and it has that exact same meaning behind it. I find compound words so interesting because you can guess the meaning behind the word. However, sometimes they hold completely different meanings. Some compound words that I thought of are sunflower, airplane, and earthquake. Can you think of any others? Leave them in the comments below.
Footstep 这个单字其实是复合词，是 foot 和 step 这两个单字所组成的。其他常见的复合词还有 sunflower 向日葵、airplane 飞机和 earthquake 地震。
Our second word for today is flicker. It's a verb that describes the action of a light shining that is sometimes bright and sometimes weak. It's usually used to describe light bulbs or candles.
Flicker 是动词，意指闪烁，通常用来形容灯泡或蜡烛。
For example, the lights in the house started to flicker during the earthquake.
屋内的灯光在地震的时候开始闪烁。
The word flicker reminds me of a website or app that I use, Flickr, F-L-I-C-K-R. Have you ever heard of it? Flickr is a photo sharing platform and social network where users can upload high-quality photos for others to see. I think it's a great website because many Flickr users have chosen to offer their works under a Creative Commons license and you can browse or search through content under each type of license. Creative Commons is a non-profit organization and international network in the United States that is committed to educational access and expanding the range of creative works available for others to use legally and to share. Since most photos will have problems with copyright, it's best to choose one that is under a Creative Commons license. If you want to learn more about this, you can look into it online. Let's move on to our next word. Our last word for today is the word physical. It's an adjective that is used to describe anything related to the body.
Physical 是形容词,意指身体的.
For example, my favorite class is physical education because I don't have to study.
我最喜欢的一堂课是体育课,因为我不需要读书.
That's all for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you learned some new words from today's episode. Don't forget to leave a recording and share your thoughts with me in the comments below. See you next time!